Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center on the other side of the glass, making things happen, including doing that fabulous sports with the Doug Bird song, Play by Play. Wow, he's a little bit over the top. Pull that microphone super close, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. In the studio with us now, Cassie Olberg is back. We're going to talk about the annual Foxtrot 5K run and walk. So welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
I do appreciate you coming in. How many times have you been here? Is this about six or seven?
Yeah, this is the seventh annual Foxtrot, and I think this is the fifth year I've been in to see you.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, thanks for including it. We're just so glad to help get the publicity going. It is the Foxtrot for Ovarian Cancer. It raises funds and has been raising funds for 7 years to make sure that research and education happens on the ovarian cancer front. And this is because one of the promptings for you is because you lost your mother to ovarian cancer. Recap that very briefly.
My mom had ovarian cancer, and she went in for treatments, and we lost her. And so, so hard to talk about. So sorry, Mark.
Well, that's understandable. Please.
But one of my friends, Tara, actually recommended that I do something positive because she knows that I like to take anything that happens in life and try to find a positive in it. So we started the Foxtrot for Ovarian Cancer, and the first year it was downtown on the Iowa Q, and we had maybe 50 people come, but it gave me something positive to focus on, and we had a really good time. So the next year we thought about, what could we do to make it better, and some of the things were have an indoor registration since, it's March, and have a place where we knew we weren't going to have to deal with snow, and we'd have a sound system, and so the Susquehanna Valley Mall agreed to partner with us, and we moved to that location. So now we can go inside and register and do our warm-ups, and we now have a fox who is my son who comes back from college, and he dances around and makes the kids happy and gets everybody motivated. And I think we had 130 runners last year, so that was fun, but a huge goal to get to 200 this year. And then the Susquehanna Valley Mall agreed to sponsor a timer. So now we have Penn's Tavern that does our shirts. So those are free. And then we have the Susquehanna Valley Mall that does our timer. So everything that we have is donated. And all of the registration fees goes to ovarian cancer research. So,
all right. So let's go back to the beginning. Your overall goal is to support ovarian cancer research. So we know that's happening. We know that's advancing. So we know more today than we did when this began. You also talk about the signs of ovarian cancer. You want women to watch out for and participate in methods that would lead to early detection.
Yes, early detection is key. The survival rate is over 95% when you catch it early and it's localized and they can get in there and get it. But it's not like you go to your OBGYN and they give you a test every year for ovarian cancer. There isn't a test. So unless you start to notice that there's something wrong, they don't go in and do the imaging and the ultrasound to see if you have it. That would be crazy to try to put every woman through that. So what we do is we have signs up along the way at the Foxtrot to get the signs out there. Signs for the signs. And we also have a speaker. Usually I have my dad talk because he is very, very well versed since he was right by my mom's side the entire time. And we have him talk about the importance of early detection and the signs. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go into some of those because, as women, we talk a lot. And I actually get to be around a lot of women with what I do. So it's really awesome to just hear the conversations that are happening. And you can step in and say, no, maybe you should just go and not to scare you, but go get some ultrasounds done. So anyway, bloating, abdominal pain, trouble eating, if you feel full quickly, frequent urination, fatigue, upset stomach, back pain, constipation, changes in your menstrual cycle, pain during intercourse. These are all things that, you know, obviously if you have one or two of these things happening, you're not going to say, oh my gosh, I have ovarian cancer. But it would be something to talk to your doctor about. It would be worth getting an ultrasound and seeing if there's something going on in there. Because if there is and you catch it early, then yay. But if you don't, not so good.
Well, and there's no sure signs, so these are just symptoms. You look for them, and you sort of go with your gut on this and how you feel. Women are pretty intuitive about this sort of thing, I think, anyway.
Yes.
Although, I don't know who ignores health indications more, men or women. But
women.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, that
makes
perfect sense.
We're fine.
Yeah, men are babies. They want to see a doctor if they got some sort of an ailment, but women press on. Okay, so keep those signs, and you're going to have different placards posted around the mall and around the track when the race day comes to start to drill those in to women. How many people have you been getting at the Foxtrot races?
We get a little bit more every year. So last year, like I said, there were about 130. I'd really love to see 200. So this year, do you mind if I mention some of
Please,
our sponsors?
Please, no, this is your time. Yep.
So in addition to the mall with the timer and Penn's Tavern with the shirts, my dad and his wife have donated finisher medals for everybody who comes. So that's really exciting. And then Stephanie Monroy with Aflac Insurance and Heidi Dunnigan with the Bowen Agency have each donated money for the prizes, so I didn't have to run around and beg for those this year. So we're going to actually have more prizes than we've ever had before. There will be one for the top category in five age groups for men, five age groups for women, a prize for the oldest person who comes out, and a prize for the youngest person that comes out. And then my business with Creative Memories did a heavy Facebook boost, so we put it out there. The last time I looked, over 2 million people have seen it. So I'm hoping that we get a lot more people this year, but
So the word's out there, and we shared it on WKOK's Facebook page, and I shared it on my own, Mark Lawrence's Facebook page, whatever that is. Okay, so are you looking for people to help? Let's start out with the crew that is you. You're the committee and the organizer and the sign orderer and the time coordinator and the Penn's Tavern liaison and the mall contact and all of this. So are you looking for people to serve on this committee if they want to help out?
Yes. I'm excellent at rallying sponsors and getting people to be part of it. And pardon me, I'm a very high energy person, so I tend to rally everybody. But this time of the year is getting harder and harder. You lose somebody and you're rallying everybody to support the cause of what you lost them to around the date of when you lost them. And I'm sure that you can understand how the energy level might go down a little bit sometimes. So what I really need, I have great support. My mom's three best friends drive over an hour to come run the registration desk. My dad and his wife drive an hour and a half to come speak and be a part of it. And usually my sister and my brother come. And, you know, so everybody comes, but they're all from out of town. So what I need are people here, local people, which I know we have so many amazing people in this community that maybe have been touched by ovarian cancer. Maybe they're survivors. Maybe they've lost somebody. Maybe they just really feel passionate about it. But I need those people to let me know that they'd like to be part of it so that we can have a whole committee of people being excited and getting people out there and hanging up flyers and rallying people to come, because I think it would be a lot easier to do with a group doing that together.
Believe it or don't, it's about 3 weeks away. I remember when you first contacted us earlier this year, I thought, well, you know, that's not till March. You know, so far away. 3 weeks away, March 21st at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. It starts at 9 a.m. It is a 5K run, but also a fun walk. So you're welcome to grab a sponsor and register and just walk. The registration's inside at the JCPenney Courtyard, and the registration opens at 8 a.m. Of course, you can get your picture taken with the fox right there. And I don't mean Cassie Olberg, although you qualify, but you want to try to get one with the furry fox that's there, too. There is going to be warm-up and game activities. Some SU students typically help out, so you may see some of those there. The entry fee is $20 and $10 for students, and you can sign up at runsignup.com is one of the places that you can look, and just, of course, you're going to search for Foxtrot, and, of course, go on Facebook at Foxtrot. Fortunately, you are the only person that's doing a Foxtrot, so that works out. So we do appreciate that. Where did you get that name anyway?
You know, I was trying to come up with something that dealt with frogs because my mom collected frogs and couldn't really find something. And my friend said, you know, she said, you dance around a lot and you're happy all the time. And Foxtrot's kind of a dance and it's a trot. Why don't we do it called the Foxtrot?
All right.
So that's what we did.
It stuck. Oh, yeah. Good for you. Okay. So runsignup.com or on Facebook to get the rest of the information. Cassie, thank you so much for coming in and keeping us up to date. Good luck. Have a wonderful race.
Thank you.